Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm going to give you a 5-Minute Friday tip, and it's all about your neck. So what the heck? We got to work on the neck. I think we spend so much time worrying about looking at our faces, taking care of the skin of our face, and we hardly ever take care of the neck. But just like Nora Ephron, the playwright, said, she had it right with her famous line that our faces are lies, but our neck is the truth. And that is the truth. So I can almost always tell you that someone's neck appearance gives away their face, the age of their face. And when you look at the neck, you can see multiple changes occur with aging. And one of the reasons that happens is because the skin of the neck is just different. It's significantly thinner than the skin of the face. It's definitely a less oily skin. It has fewer oil glands. And you know what? Oils help to keep the skin young and firm. There's a lot less subcutaneous fat and thinner dermis. And so changes of sagging, looseness, and crepiness happen quite quickly. And your décolleté, that's the area of the chest, right above the boobs, right between the neck and the boobs, the décolleté is a very important part of aging of the neck and chest as well. That area tends to get a ton of sun and very little protection. So we need to start thinking like French women who are taught from a young age to treat the face, neck, and chest as one, and definitely apply products to your neck and your chest. So try to start getting in the habit of doing that. I know, for example, that I definitely am at fault. I don't put sunscreen on my neck, and I do put a ton of products on my face, but I've been using my neck cream lifted up twice a day, and I honestly say that when I use it, my neck looks much better. I am starting to get those textural changes where one day you wake up and you just suddenly look at your neck and you notice that you have little lines, little crepiness, little texture changes. And if you start using neck cream at a good age, at an early age, you're not going to get that. Sunscreen particularly is going to help you. So 90% of your skin aging comes from the sun, and this drier, thinner skin of the neck and décolleté definitely gets damaged earlier. So some of the common things that I see when I'm looking at people's necks are problems with horizontal necklines. That comes from bending and creasing your neck over. I call that tech neck. Vertical neck bands, those are platysmal bands that happen from straining, stretching, and nowadays working out a lot. And then I also notice that patients sometimes get poikiloderma, and that's the condition where you get kind of a red, sunburny look to your lower chest and neck, and it sort of just never goes away. And that's definitely related to sun exposure. We've all seen people that have that kind of thicker, leathery skin of their chest, and that's something I want you guys to never get. We never, never, never need to get that. We always need to look good in our strapless dresses and show our chests and show that we're taking great care of that area. In some people, this thinner skin really requires maintenance with fillers. And let's go over some of the things that we can do. So an ounce of prevention, always better than a cure. So starting at an early age, use your antioxidants like vitamin C. Serum is excellent, and vitamin E as well. That can be applied topically to the face, neck, and chest. Retin-A, when you're going to put that on your face at night, every night at bedtime, those of you who are in your 30s using Retin-A, give yourself a pat on the back. Those of you who are over 30 not using Retin-A, we need to remediate that. I put all of my patients over age 30 on a Retin-A product. And you don't need a ton of Retin-A. You need a pea-sized amount. Use that every night at bedtime. And it goes from age 30 to the grave. And literally, that's the number one thing that will prevent aging changes. That's the only studied compound in the 1 million products on the market for skin that actually is proven to reverse fine lines, wrinkles, give improved thickness and youthfulness to the skin. If you're not using Retin-A because you're worried that it's going to dry you out, you've had it before and it's given you that flaky, dry, tight, bad experience, then you're just using the wrong version of Retin-A. You need one that's cosmetically elegant. You should definitely try my Diamond Line Refine and use your Retin-A appropriately. So it's a pea-sized amount. You mix that with a quarter size of moisturizer, rub that all in your hands, and put that all over your full face. So don't put one pea here, one pea there, one pea everywhere. That's way too much Retin-A. And that small amount of Retin-A applied every other night in the beginning or every third night till your skin kind of gets acclimated to it is the right way to do it. And eventually in a month or 6 weeks, you'll be using it every night. Now, when you use Retin-A for your face, that's wonderful. When you use it on your neck at night, you have to be a little careful because we do sleep and crease our neck. We do already have lines and wrinkles in our neck. If Retin-A builds up in those lines and wrinkles, it collects in the crease and it can be quite irritating. So you definitely need to be using a lighter amount, which just means perhaps add more of the neck cream or moisturizer to that little mixture, maybe double. And then also be careful to not apply too much where the creases are. And it's just the general mild, moderate treatments that we do every day that really improve us. It's not putting something on, a ton of it, once a month that's going to do anything. So you really just need to be consistent and use things daily, small amounts. So number one, sunscreen. Number two, antioxidants. Number three, retinoids. Number four, peptides. Peptides are great tighteners and they're really good for growth and stimulation of collagen. So when you're looking at your skincare products, look for products that have peptides in them. And you can do chemical peels. Chemical peels, I think, are a great way to resurface the thickened, damaged skin of the chest and the neck, and of course the face. Peels these days are so amazing. There's literally minimal to no downtime with many of our peels. And again, it's these things that we do with light, repeated efforts that give the best results. You don't want a peel that's going to do major downtime. That's kind of hard to do these days in real life. And practically speaking, you might do that once a year. But why not do a light peel with minimal downtime, just mild flaking? Generally, these peels on day one and day two, you're lighter, brighter, tighter. Day three and day four, you have mild flaking, like a little eraser shaving peeliness. And then you just moisturize that. And day five, you have fresh, brand new skin. I definitely love peels for the face, but I want you to think of peels for the neck and for sure for that sun damage on the chest. Superficial peels are often done in a series of like 6 to 8 peels and they show really great results. Deeper peels can be done, which are moderate depth peels, maybe one per every 6 weeks and do a series of 3. Lasers can be used and we have intense pulse light lasers which show very little downtime, actually no downtime, but you do have to do a series of like 10 of those. After all, it's just a bright light flashing. But those are good for pigmentation. The deeper level lasers like Fraxel or CO2 lasers are done for the face. We can do Fraxel for the neck. We don't do that for CO2 lasers because they're a little bit stronger, too strong for the neck. So those lasers that are deeper are ablative and take off 2 or 3 layers of damage. And they tend to be lasers that can only be done, once a year. And that's definitely a week of downtime. Think about microdermabrasion. That's a nice treatment to extend to the neck and chest. And I love microneedling as well. And then I'm so super excited to tell you about the newest thing that I'm doing in my office, which is radio frequency skin tightening. And radio frequency is a type of a high energy that's used on a device that heats up the skin surface. So it's not invasive. It's just a paddle that goes on your skin. It smooths and lifts the skin surface. It feels like a hot stone massage. It's called Thermi. And the Thermi device is excellent because when you are heating up the collagen within the skin, the dermis, and the underlying subcutaneous tissues, you are going to get definite tightening, smoothening, and improvements in the collagen, as well as the blood flow, as well as reduction in fatty areas. So the Thermi treatment is awesome because it can be done as often as you want. Probably come in every 6 weeks or so. Do a series of 3 or 4 sessions. It gives such good tightening of that little bit of jowliness that we tend to get in the neck and the lower face, as well as around the eyes. Thermi is an electrical type of a heating of the skin. As it penetrates those various layers, just like an electrical wire can become hot from the resistance of the flow of electrons, your skin is going to heat up, but in a very controlled fashion. So it heats to the point where it's going to contract the collagen and boost the strength of the collagen in the skin. And remember, when it contracts, the more contraction makes it tighter, tighter, tighter. So several sessions are needed, but it's a comfortable warmth that feels like a hot stone massage, and the tightening effect is immediate. You'll leave there looking like, wow, I look tighter, and I look great for whatever event is coming up, but that also persists. So even as you do these sessions, you'll see improvements that persist 3 to 4 weeks that you can visibly see, but over time, over 3 to 4 months and 3 to 4 sessions, you'll notice really nice tightening of the lower face skin. This is a great procedure. I love Thermi for my patients who are not quite ready for facelift, but fillers and Botox are not quite doing enough to improve that neck laxity or the little crepiness around the eyes. And I also use Thermi all over the body. It's great for tightening of cellulite, improvement of fatty tissue. It's nice for crepey skin, like that after pregnancy tummy skin, and tightening of loose skin, like floppy arms. So lots of new technologies are out there. I just want to remind you guys to definitely take care of yourselves. Think about using treatments that improve your neck. Remember, be like a Frenchwoman so you can have that long, gorgeous Parisian look, and take care of not only your face, but also your neck. At the end of your regimen, always extend your products onto your neck and chest and the back of your hands. So there you have it. It's all about the neck this week. Think about Thermi. Come and visit us if you're in Los Angeles, January 30th. We're doing a fun lunch and learn at the office to get tighter and brighter and toned for the new year, and do a celery juice tasting with us. So it's going to be celery juice tasting, tightening with Thermi, and toning with some of our fitness friends. I'm so excited to have you guys participate in that. And don't forget to try my amazing neck cream, the Diamond Line Refine that we talked about, and some of the serums that have peptides, such as my triple shot. You can find all of those on my website at www.beautybydrkay.com/shop. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and check out the amazing things I'm doing with people's faces and necks. And that is Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. I'm a facial plastic surgeon, so I also do neck lift, but I want to get you guys started with baby steps, so start there. Love you and stay beautiful.